Jose Marti was a man who was, from the youngest years, showing the liberty of Cuba from the Spaniards. The Spaniards that was occupying Cuba since the 1700.
And tell us about this park. What's Jose Marti Park in Ybor City?
Well, the reason that Jose Marti Park over here is because always Tampa has been related, with the Cuban immigrants, because he was in Cuba because he was against the Spaniard and he was put him in jail. And then I believe they were sent to Spain, and in Spain there was let it go with the assure him that he was not going to come to Cuba. So he started travel in Tampa, Key West, New York, and other cities to collect help, money, ammunition, men to go back to Cuba in a sailboat and fight for the independence of Spain, of Cuba from Spain. And like I say there, a day like today, he went in one of those trips in a sailboat to fight with the Mambises over there. Mambises was, they have the only machetes. Spaniards got rifle. And Marti got killed in one of the battles. The Maximo Gomez, it was having against the Spaniard on Oriental Province.
One question I really wanted to ask you about was this park. Is this part of Cuba?
Yes, I'm glad you answered it. This property used to belong somewhere or another. A lady, a black lady, Cuban lady, and her husband. The name is over there, I forgot. And they had a little shaggy type. And Jose Marti, when he was in those years, the 1800, late 1800, they used to come over here and stay in their house. And they used to guard him because there was a lot of people who want to kill him. Because there were a lot of Spaniards and even Cuba with involved with the Spaniard, they want to kill him. That property, who was two lots, it was given to the Cuban government, I think it was in the 50s, as a gift. This property belonged to Cuban state.